At a meeting Thursday, Skagway Assembly members disagreed on many aspects of a proposed waterfront lease. The Assembly does agree that a new contract with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad should go to a public vote. But what that document will look like depends on whether the six Assembly members can work through their differences. The issue driving the lease discussion is Skagway's need to install a floating dock for larger cruise ships by 2019. White Pass manages the cruise ship docks. In order to make renovations, the railroad wants a 20-year Tidelands lease extension. In an economic analysis, port consultants said if bigger ships aren't able to dock in Skagway, the town will still see an increase in cruise revenue. It'll just be much less of an increase than it could get with the larger vessels. That prompted resident Ken Russo to question whether it would really be that bad for the city to lose those ships.
Could you live with not as much of an increase for a year to give yourself some time to negotiate a real and effective and a fair and win situation for the city than being pressured into, we got to do this lease right now, I'm under the gun, got to do it.
I do respect what is being said, that is it the end of the world if we miss the boat 1 year?
That's Assemblyman Orion Hansen. He said maybe Skagway could sustain the loss in cruise revenue, but he worried about the negative effect that would have on local families. Hansen related it to his childhood, when his father couldn't find work in Skagway.
And so he went to Hoonah, and for a couple years he built houses in Hoonah. And I was four, five, 6 years old when that was happening. And it wasn't very fun. I really don't want to see us lose business to Hoonah again. So personally, that's where I'm coming from. And I think we do have a crystal ball. We can see that's coming.
Hansen said he wasn't head over heels for the lease proposal, but he said it could be a palatable deal if the city negotiated it down to a 15-year term with higher rent payments and more control over the land. Mayor Mark Schaefer echoed something that's been said a few times. The lease extension could give Skagway time to work on its plan to take over management of the port.
So to me, this is sort of like an exit strategy where we regain control of the port, which is one of the things that people are asking for.
But the fact that city control wouldn't happen for another couple decades is a sticking point for some Assembly members, including Spencer Morgan. Previously, the Assembly said a 15-year lease might be okay, but Morgan said the city should try for an even shorter time frame of 10 years. Hansen is one of two Assembly members on the negotiating team. He responded to Morgan.
10 years, White Pass is not going to go for it. Period. They can't amortize it. They won't go for it.
My point is put that proposal forward and let them work with it.
Well, so it was 20 years. We came with 10 years and we settled at 15 years.
Maybe we don't.
Assembly members continued to butt heads as they talked about the lease issue. Hansen asked his peers for specific direction that he and Tim Cochran could take to their next negotiation meeting. Instead, the Assembly decided to schedule a special meeting on Wednesday, July 26th to work on the details of the city's counterproposal. Jay Burnham said maybe the city shouldn't acquiesce to White Pass's request for a new lease. He said the cruise ship floating dock shouldn't be contingent on a new 15 or 20-year contract.
If they don't want to just look at the floating dock, then that's on them. They're the ones stopping the municipality from moving forward with a floating dock there. And I'm not playing chicken. I'm not waiting for them to blink. I don't want more money. I want a floating dock.
If the city or White Pass does want to install a floating dock by the time bigger cruise ships get to Alaska, consultants say engineering work needs to start by this fall at the latest. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.